Good afternoon. I'm Tom Payne. I'm a software engineer and long-time open source contributor. And in this lightning talk, I'm going to talk about Chez-moi, how to manage your .dot files across multiple diverse machines securely. What I'm going to cover, I'm going to talk about what is Chez-moi, why you should even use a .dot file manager. I'll give you a demo. And why I should talk specifically about why I think you should use Chez-moi in particular rather than anything else to manage your .dot files. And finally, I'll give you a couple of links to help you get started with Chez-moi. So firstly, what is Chez-moi? It's a .dot file manager. Your .dot files are your personal configuration files like .bashrc, .vimrc, .gitconfig, etc. Chez-moi is very flexible. It allows you to manage very diverse machines, for example, Linux, Windows, and macOS, and different environments, for example, your home setup or your work setup, all from a single source of truth. It's very secure. You can retrieve secrets from your password manager or even encrypt whole files with GPG. And it's very lightweight. It's a single standalone binary, no external dependencies, that's easy to install and it runs everywhere. Why would you even want to manage your .dot files? Of course, if you're running on a single machine and nothing ever changes, then you don't need a .dot file manager. But if you want a consistent environment in multiple places, for example, I use Git both at home for my open source contributions and at work, and I want to take my Git configs, my aliases, my shell aliases, my editor config, I want to have that consistent across multiple machines. The .dot file manager is backed up by typically Git version control, and you get all the benefits of version control. That means being able to roll back, having a history, backups, offsite backups effectively. And it allows you to manage your secrets very securely. This means that in my home configs, I can make sure there are no work secret access keys, and similarly on my work machine, that there are no secrets that no personal secrets on my work machine. So let's jump in straight to a demo. What I've got here is a plain installed Ubuntu box, and I'm going to install Chez-moi. Here I'm using Snap, but Chez-moi has binaries and packages built for everything. I'm going to run the Chez-moi init command and give it my .dot files repo. This is an example one. Chez-moi is going to clone the repo. Password. And it's going to ask me if it's going to be me at my Ubuntu machine.com. So Chez-moi's cloned the repo and it's created a little config file that contains that my email address. What you ask for is entirely configurable by you, of course. I can ask Chez-moi what changes it would make. Chez-moi diff, and it's going to create me my git config and a .netrc. To actually make the changes, I run Chez-moi apply, and now my git config are present in my home directory. What actually happened under the hood, we can look at the repo that Chez-moi checked out. The Chez-moi CD is a shortcut to go to that repo. There are two files. There's a one-to-one mapping between files here and the .dot files I actually create. We can look at them in a bit of more detail. The .get config, this is an example of a template. You'll notice the .dmpl extension. And here I've used the email address that I was asked for when I ran Chez-moi init. If I look at the netxrc example, this is quite interesting. Here, we're using a template function to get a secret. The final value, of course, appears in the final .dot file, but importantly, it doesn't appear in my .dot files repo.